the way that I look at options trading is I look at options trading as a means to reduce volatility in your portfolio and at the same time, hopefully generate a little bit more alpha, if you will. So a little bit more return above the market over time. But that still means that you still have to trade a strategy that has a positive expected outcome. I think a lot of people come into options trading, you know, wrongfully so initially, and they just are gambling and they're trying to play the market one way or another. And they're taking a leverage product, which is options trading, and then layering on top, you know, really aggressive strategies and day trading strategies. And I think it's ultimately a recipe for disaster. I think it's also why you find that most people, you know, fail or quit within the first year is because they just get churned out of the market pretty quickly. So, you know, our goal is to help people with education and data and research that shows, you know, what works and what doesn't work, and then hopefully give them the good, strong, you know, kick in the butt and push in the right direction to get them forming some pretty stable habits that will serve them well in the future.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy Show with your host, Annie Nelson. And today on the show, and our special guest is Kirk Duplessis. And Kirk is the founder and head trader of Options Alpha, and this is a trading platform where he helps investors make smarter and more profitable trades, but is also very heavy into education and software. Welcome to the show, Kirk.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. And you have been in the business for quite some time, even though you do look very young, you're aging well. When did you start making money out of options trading?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a never-ending process. I think that for options trading in particular, and for all investing, you go through ebbs and flows where you have good years and good months and bad months and, you know, bad years. And you know, we've been fortunate that we've been on a path right now where we've done well in this market environment. And, you know, we haven't had the ups and downs of the market. So the last couple of years we've been profitable, and the last couple of years the markets have been either wildly profitable or wildly unprofitable in the US. So my goal is reducing volatility in my account and trying to keep things steady and consistent versus trying to chase the ebbs and flows of the market.
So is this options trading, is this where you can make money all the time, or does the market have to be volatile for you to make money?
Yeah, I think it's a common misconception that a lot of people have. And I'm glad that you brought it up, because, you know, a lot of people, there's things out there that, you know, 5% per month, 10% per month. And I just think that's frankly unrealistic. And so, you know, what we've never been about at Option Alpha is, you know, promoting things that are wildly unrealistic, I would say. So the way that I look at options trading is I look at options trading as a means to reduce volatility in your portfolio and at the same time, hopefully generate a little bit more alpha, if you will. So a little bit more return above the market over time. But that still means that you still have to trade a strategy that has a positive expected outcome. I think a lot of people come into options trading, you know, wrongfully so initially, and they just are gambling and they're trying to play the market one way or another. And they're taking a leverage product, which is options trading, and then layering on top, you know, really aggressive strategies and day trading strategies. And I think it's ultimately a recipe for disaster. I think it's also why you find that most people, you know, fail or quit within the first year is because they just get churned out of the market pretty quickly. So, you know, our goal is to help people with education and data and research that shows, you know, what works and what doesn't work, and then hopefully give them the good, strong, you know, kick in the butt and push in the right direction to get them forming some pretty stable habits that will serve them well in the future. So, you know, I think options trading is a wonderful tool for people. I think it's something you can layer on top of your strategies or your portfolio. I don't think it takes that much time. Ultimately, you can get pretty aggressive with it if you want to. I just don't think that's where you need to be.
Right. So for those that don't understand, can you just explain what options trading is for the naive people out there.
No problem. No problem. That's what we, so what we do at Option Alpha is we have free education and training that, that kind of walks through this. So, you know, people are more than willing to go through and use all the free training, but just to give you the 10,000 foot view, if you will, you have equity, which is just a stock in a company or an ETF or an index. So an underlying product. And it's called the underlying because it's the basis for a lot of things that are then called derivatives. And so derivatives derive their value from the underlying product. And so in the world of options trading I consider on top of and are derivatives of an index, an ETF, a stock that you're trading. And so you could be trading Apple or Tesla or the S&P 500 or some other index, and you could outright buy shares of Apple or Tesla, but you could also trade option contracts which derive their value from the movement and price action of Tesla. And so option contracts are now another dimension, if you will, of financial tools that you can use, financial instruments. Stocks are one dimensional. They either go up or down. They don't, you know, they don't go exponential as far as time goes. They don't decay in any value necessarily. The price just changes. With option contracts, you now add a layer of complexity, which is time and volatility and pricing of these option contracts. But you have the ability to create payoff diagrams that fit whatever your underlying thesis is for that stock. And so that's what I love about options trading so much, is that you can combine option contracts in different forms and shapes and contract months to build a payoff diagram that profits within a range, or profits if the stock goes up or down in either direction, or stays in a, you know, tight range higher. So I think that's the really cool thing about options trading, is that it's a leverage product. But I think that also means that you have to understand it, right? So leverage is great if you use it appropriately, and it can be the death of you if you use it wrong.
So you obviously came up with some principles for successful trading. Are you able to share some of those with us?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that ultimately a lot of the principles I've learned the hard way coming up through, you know, through trading. So when I started at home trading, and my wife was a teacher originally, so we had the availability, and she supported me in trading at home at first. And, you know, the first week that I was trading, I, you know, lost a couple $1,000, and she looked at me and she's like, look, you better figure it out, right? And I was making all the classic mistakes. And so those are kind of the principles I learned early on. Some of the principles are, you obviously can't choose where the market goes, no matter how much you pray and wish and hope. We have no control over it. The other classic principle, you know, mistake that I broke was position sizing. So I think this is an easy one that people fall prey to all the time. I think that people over position their trades. I think people over position regular investments. And what we've generally found in a lot of our research is that when you enter positions or trades, you have to do it very, very small. You know, our thought process is under 5% of your account per ticker symbol that you're trading. So I don't care how many trades you have in Apple. I don't care how much you love Tesla. I don't care how much you hate Facebook or whatever your thesis is. You can't allocate more than 5% because bad things happen and trades blow up and companies, you know, shoot to the moon or crash to zero. And so, you know, I think that that's one of the classic principles that a lot of people break, and they break it because they don't know, they don't take the extra step to calculate what their risk is and to understand it. So that would be one. The other thing that I think people don't do enough of is just let trades work themselves out over time. You know, most of options trading, most of any investing really, is a numbers game and a frequency game. You know, any investment looks good potentially on paper. Any investment could potentially work in a one-off scenario, but it's the constant, relentless hitting of singles versus trying to hit home runs that ultimately wins. And so if you find yourself in a system, whether it's stock trading, you know, forex trading, options trading, whatever it is, you ultimately have to find a system that works with enough occurrences and with a high expected positive outcome. And I think that many people get into this business assuming that they're going to make a bunch of money really quickly and then shut the doors and run away. Well, if it was that easy, all of us would have done that by now. So I think you've got to be in it long enough to see the numbers work themselves out.
Mm. For someone that has done it and has not been successful in the end, does it matter if you're doing short-term trades or long-term trades? Is there any difference?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a big difference. The difference, you know, for short-term trades is that things happen a lot faster. You know, it's a much quicker turnaround, you know, and ultimately that means that it requires more management and more babysitting. You can't sit on your hands as much. You don't have that luxury. But in exchange, people who often trade shorter term end up, in some cases, making more money if they can babysit and properly position size accordingly. So I think that there's a trade-off, right? If you trade further out in time, like myself, I would classify myself as a position trader. So I don't day trade. Never been good at that. I've tried a number of times before and I just couldn't figure it out. Like I don't have those skills. And so I consider myself a position trader where I'll take a position in a security for 30, 60, 90 days. So 1, 2, 3 months out. And that gives me the luxury of sitting on my hands and not having to be overly aggressive in managing or adjusting the position. So I think you can do it to, you know, multiple different ways. I mean, Warren Buffett is a great example of this. He's got too much money to be a reoccurring trader, but Buffett sells billions of dollars worth of contracts. In fact, he just talked about it in his annual shareholder meeting. A question came up a couple hours into the shareholder meeting just this year in 2020, talking about his option contracts that he sold. And he sold them on a longer time period, that there were 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, right? Like much, much, much further out. Now that doesn't work for everybody. And he kind of got like special treatment and favor, you know, from the banks to be able to do that. But it just goes to show that if the world's greatest investor is also selling, you know, billions of dollars worth of options contracts, he must know something that we also should take heed of. And that is that there's an opportunity there to take advantage of this, but you just have to do it right. And you have to do it within the context of your own portfolio. So,
yeah, thanks for that explanation. So what are the core values that you have there with your education system?
Yeah. So, you know, at Option Alpha, we're really big, obviously, on educating first. So at the company level, you know, we want to make sure that everybody gets taken care of on the education side. That's why we really focus on educating first without the expectation that anybody will come back around and become a paying customer. You know, what we do here at Option Alpha is develop software tools and develop research. And so for us, you know, we want to educate people, and we think that over time, you know, karma will be our friend and people will come back around. And if we've done a good job of educating people over 12 years now, that, you know, they'll come back around and they'll hopefully, you know, sign up and support what we do and our platform. The other thing that I think is really big for us as a company is, you know, having a good human policy. So I don't know why this is not something that most people don't have, but, you know, we're big fans of just having good humans in our community and having people who want to support one another. You know, options trading is a really interesting market where, and I would consider this all of investing in finance, you know, to be totally honest. You know, investing in finance, the more that we share with one another and the more we support one another, the better off we all are. And this is unlike a lot of other industries where people are kind of trying to get one another and, you know, get a better sale and, you know, sell more products or whatever. Like, I think that we can all help each other. So in our community, we have zero tolerance for, you know, cruel judgment, nasty people. I just don't, you know, have no tolerance for it. The other thing that we think is really important is taking ownership. You know, this is a big one that I don't think a lot of people talk about, but, you know, I'm a fan of taking ownership of what we do at every level. That starts with myself, you know, running the company, then everybody who's, you know, at the company. We've got 20 plus people now who work at Option Alpha and help support what we do in our cause. But I also expect that all of our members and all of our traders who are part of our community take ownership at their own level. You know, like, I'm not responsible for anybody's trades. They're responsible for their own trades. So if you overallocate and you know, try to make a greedy bet and it backfired on you, you know, that's on you and you got to take ownership of that. So I think that ultimately we're trying to cultivate a really, really strong community. And we've been doing this now for 12 years. So I think it's starting to work and starting to catch on.
And I need to ask a question from the accounting side.
Sure.
If it's a business, option trading is a business. So in the end, you have to hand over your information, your successes and your failures to the tax office or to your accountant to report to the tax office. So how do you handle that? Do you provide good record keeping there for people to be able to have reports and information that's easily digested by the accounting world?
Yeah, I mean, well, one, we're not a broker, right? So we're a platform that has software and tools and research to kind of help you, you know, make decisions, but ultimately we're not a broker. So you would go to your broker and make your own trades, you know, whatever broker you choose to use. So most of the brokers these days, I would assume all the brokers have the right technology and software in place to do all of the hard accounting for you. I know sometimes my, you know, broker returns and my tax returns and my CPA gets are, you know, 90 to 100 pages of trades. And that's because I'm pretty active. But a lot of that stuff should be taken care of in the back end at your broker. So it should be pretty easy.
Okay. So explain to me how it works then. You're educating people and you're a trading platform.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that we honestly run a pretty simple, pretty straightforward business. We've had free education forever. We will continue to have free education. It ticks off a lot of people in this industry, and that's okay. You know, the industry, I think, for the most part, has been plagued by, you know, people selling overpriced courses and training, and I just don't think it's worth it. I think that ultimately education should be, you know, free to everybody, and we've kind of, you know, been the standard in that for the last, you know, 10 years. We've got over 200,000 traders now from all over the world that, you know, continuously come in, and we have like 300 people or so that sign up a day. So we're growing at a pretty rapid pace. You know, our thought process on the industry is that everything is going to flatten. And we've already started to see this happen just in the last year. And what I mean by flatten is that what you had in this industry, in particular the broker space and then options trading, is you had most brokers charging an insane amount of money for trading fees and commissions. And just in the last year, we've seen pretty much the entire industry flatten as far as commissions. And that to me was kind of the first pillar that went. And now most brokers around the world are commission-free or near commission-free. And I think that'll still happen. The next pillar to fall is going to be the technology pillar. And what I mean by that is that every broker platform in the future, in our opinion, is just going to be a medium to executing positions. And because everything is going to be free or commission-free for actually executing trades, the best brokers that are going to live and the best technology that's going to live is ultimately the one that adds the most value to the trading community, to the investor. So we've been really focused the last couple of years on developing software and technology and tools that help the end user just frankly make better decisions. So we're not concerned with actually executing the trades. There's always going to be a broker who can do that, who can take the execution and manage that. What we're concerned with on our end is how do we build software and how do we use all of the research and data that we have at scale that costs us a ridiculous amount of money to buy and house, even on our Amazon servers. How do we use that to help people make better decisions? And one way that we're doing that later this year is to release the first auto trading platform for options traders. And that's really exciting, is the ability to build in these strategies and have them be run automatically. You know, to me, this is the difference between writing checks every month, right? I mean, can you imagine if you had to write a check for every single thing that you pay for, or if you just had bill pay that just automatically took care of it? It's that, you know, that much of a dramatic change for the industry. And I think it's going to rock the industry pretty hard.
That sounds very, very interesting that you're going to introduce this automatic system. And how do people work with you?
Yeah, the best place to find us is just at optionalpha.com. We're pretty much on every social media platform at Option Alpha as well. But like I said, all of our membership, you know, our membership and training is free. So it's free forever. You can come in and use and abuse us, as I say, and, you know, run away with all of our training if you want to and, you know, never look back. That's totally fine. Yeah, just at Option Alpha.
Okay. And I see that you've got different levels of membership. So if people pay to be a member, they're going to get extra services. And I suppose there's no guarantee with any paid service, but you must be holding their hands a bit more.
Yeah. I mean, you know, ultimately what happened is that a number of years ago, I couldn't keep up with, and I still can't keep up with all the emails, which is why we have people that help with email support. And I jump in there all the time. I probably answer, you know, 50 to 100 emails myself a day. I mean, I'm still very active in email and helping people out. But, you know, ultimately it got to the point where if you're having 300 people join, you know, per day, you know, sometimes spiking to 500 people a day, I just can't get to everyone. And so it got to the point where people said, look, you know, I'd be willing to pay a little bit of money to get more of your attention, to get, you know, the first of your attention, to join, you know, some strategy calls and some group calls to kind of keep you on track. And so that's what it is. So the higher membership levels, you know, get access to more of the software and more of the technology. And then also, you know, some weekly Q&As or you know, open office hours, just to kind of come in and ask questions that are more specific. But ultimately, and I tell this to everyone openly and honestly, when you join at a higher level, there's no additional training. Like a lot of people join and they're like, okay, Kirk, give me like the secret training. I'm like, there's no secret training. Like there's no extra training. There's no secret training. You have everything you need at the free level to, you know, what we think to be successful, you know, at trading. And so you take everything at the free level and you can run with it. If you want more specific questions, you want more handholding, you want somebody to keep you accountable week by week. Okay, great. Then you can, you know, go ahead and choose to upgrade, but it's not required by any stretch.
Yeah. Have you got any successes you can share?
I mean, we have lots of successes on the platform, but you know, like to me, I think what's really cool, we just had a guy who submitted a video testimonial. He's a German guy living in Panama and just made his first trade in the US markets, right? That's amazing. So you take somebody who, you know, potentially, you know, has the ability now to trade globally from his original, you know, home country, now living in Panama, trading the US markets. That's amazing. You know, you couldn't have done that, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
So. No, that's definitely right. You can be anywhere as long as you've got access to the internet. And I assume it's anyone, like you're not restricted by age either, are we?
Well, I mean, I think you have to be over, in many places, you got to be over 18 to, you know, start trading your own account. But otherwise you're not really restricted. I mean, we have people who are, you know, on every age spectrum, honestly, and every experience level. I mean, we've got people who are starting their fourth, fifth careers, you know, in options trading that are starting all over again. And that's great. Like, I don't think there's ever a time that you shouldn't learn this stuff. It keeps you fresh.
Yep. Well, thanks very much for sharing your Options Alpha trading platform with us and all about your education program. It's wonderful that you're investing in the education of anyone out there, and you're saying that you can get a lot of the education for free. So where's your platform? Where do they go?
Yep, they just go to optionalpha.com.
Okay, thanks very much. It's been wonderful to share your company and your journey, and thanks for joining us on the Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast show today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.